So the Mishnah says, Orli Arba Asar, the Gemara comes to the final conclusion. Arba Asar means Leil Yudalit. So why does it say, Or Lishna Mal Yanoka? So we started by explaining the Ravid on the bottom of the riff, printed on the bottom of the riff, comes up with a fantastic Kiddush. Rav Soloveitchik used to mention this Ravid every so often, that when it says Or, here it says in our Mishnah, it's a Din de Rabbanan, B'dikas Cham is only with the Rabbanan. Even if you'll be digas chams deraisa, it's not leil yudalet. That part is not deraisa. But then you have on the next daf on gimla med aleph, the gemara has a din deraisa mapelis all the shmoni biyechod. Din is that a yoledis has to bring a korban, whether she has a baby boy or a baby girl, she has to bring a korban. There's a malos after the leida. If it's a baby boy, the malos is 40 days. If it's a baby girl, the malos is 80 days. If it's a boy, the malos is 40 days. The first 7 days, a yimei tume, even if there's no dam, lemaisa, when a woman gives birth to a baby, so the baby is attached inside. So when the fetus comes out, it rips out the whole bucket full of dam. It's a bederach hateva, it's not shaykh. That should be what the Gemara calls lady yaveshta, a dry lady without any dam. But that's what the pasuk tells us, that even if theoretically there will be a lady yaveshta, the lady is matami, the woman, for 7 days. And you don't say mikzam kakula, so she can't go to mikvah till the 7 days are up. And then you have 33 days of yimei tohar, means that even if there is dam, she's tohara. And by an akeva, if she gives birth to an akeva, the first 14 days, Tamashvuayim Kanidas, she's Tamea for the first 14 days, even if it's a lady of Eshti, even if there's no dam at all, then she has to go to the mikveh, and then she has a Meitohar, Shishinyom Sheshisham Teshebid Meitohara, 66 days of Yemeitohar instead of 33 days, twice as much. So when the Malos is over, the morning, in other words, the morning of the 41st day or the morning of the 81st day, she's obligated. Either that morning or someday, consequent after that is over, she's obligated to bring korbanos, hayoledes. If she has twins or triplets, also you only bring one korban. What if the woman becomes pregnant? Highly improbable. What if the woman becomes pregnant in the middle of the malos, and then she has a baby? It'll be a nafel. The din is even if a woman has a nafel, if it had at least mem yom of yitziris havlad. The tzivus havlad cannot be less than 40 days. It takes a little more than 40 days, something like 42, 43, 44 days. They have pictures in the medical books. They have pictures of what the baby looks like. It's a tiny little thing. It's something like the size of an inch by an inch. But when it's already 43 days or 44 days, then you already have a little bit of a tzivus havlad. Looks like a little fetus, looks already the shape of a person. So if the woman had a pregnancy of a few more than mem yom, and the uber has a tzuris avlad, even though it's a stillborn baby later on, it's not going to be a bar kayoma, she's mechuyev to bring a korban yoledes for that as well. So what if, let's say, she gave birth to an akeva, and then after 14 days she went to mikvah, and then she has 66 days of yimei tohar, so she's with her husband, she becomes pregnant, and she gives birth to, she has a stillborn baby that was the pregnancy with more than 40 days, more than 50 days, 60 days, added tzuris avlad. So is she mechuyev to bring two sets of korbanos, one set of korbanos for the first baby that was born 75 days ago, and one set of korbanos for the baby that was just born 5 days before the end of the malos. So that thing runs out from a pasuk. Just like if the woman would have twins or triplets, there's only one chi of korban. So if she has separate pregnancies, but the second baby was born, came out of her body, was born dead, was stillborn. Second baby came out within the malos of the first baby before the 80 days were up, or before the 40 days were up. So then before the 40 days are up, it won't have a tzuris havlad, so there's nothing to discuss. But so then the din is that she's not mechuyev to bring a second set of korbanos. So there's a machlokes, mishama bisula, on the level of the raisa, What's the din? Hamapelas, that's the top line on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. What is the Gemara quoting? A Mishnah in Krisis. Hamapelas or the Shmoneh B'Yechon. She gives birth to a Nefel the night after the 80 days of the Malos Arap. The din is that the last 66 days of the Malos, of if it's a baby girl, so the Malos is 80 days, so the 14 days he may Tuma, Shvuayim Kenid Oson, and the next 66 days is he may Tohar. So the he may Tohar means even she has a Riaz Dam, it's not Mitame. What if she'll have the Riaz Dam the night following the 80th day? So then the Malos of the Oledis is up. And that's a regular Riaz Dam. She should become Anida. So the Malos is up for Tumah V'Tahara purposes. The Malos is already up at the nighttime following the 80th day. The question between Mesham and Basila is the Malos also up with respect to this other din? That if she has, if she's Mapil, a stillborn Nephil, within the Malos, she's not mukhiyev to bring an additional carbon because she can't begin to bring the carbon for the first baby until the morning after the 80 days are up. So that's a machlekes Bisham and Bisil. So Bisham said the Malos, with respect to Hakrovas Karbonas, the Malos of the Oledis is not up till the morning of the 81st day. The night following the 80th day still belongs to the Malos. So she's Mapelis or the Shmoneh V'Yechod. That's considered Tocha Malos. And Basil said, what are you talking about? If she would have a Riaz Dam the night following the 80th day, we would say that the Malos is up, that Yemei Tohar are up. This is Yemei Tumah. So if she has Dam, it makes him into a Nida. So if she's Mapel of La, the night following the 80th day, the Malos is over for the Karbonas. She's Mukhib to bring two Karbonas. Fine. That's Machlik is Bisham Basil. Usually when there's machlik is Bisham Misil, we pass on like the Bisil. Taisis in the beginning of Sukkot, Dav Gimel Amud Aleph quotes from the Seder of Amram Goen that there are only six cases where we pass on like Beishamai against Bisil. Two of the cases happen to be there in Hilchas Sukkah. What's the minimum size of a Sukkah? Zion al Zion, Avav al Vav, Bisil hold Vav al Vav, Bishamai hold Zion al Zion, and we pass on like Beishamai. And then the other machlekes is, what if a person is sitting Rosh HaRuva V'sukkah, Shulchan HaBesach HaBay, that's a machlekes on the level of the Rabban. What's the minimum size of the sukkah? Vav al Vav Tvachem HaZayin HaZayin Tvachem, that's a machlekes on the level of the Raisa. And what's the din if he's Yosh HaBesukkah, Shulchan HaBesach HaBay, that's a machlekes on the level of the Rabban. They were Yudches Gzeris, where the Beis Shammai had voted the Beis Hillel. So that's an additional 18 cases, but the Gemara says the Beis Shammai took the vote when the Beis Hillel weren't there. Then the next day, when the rest of the Beis Hillel came back, so they all voted like the Beis Shammai. So we don't count those. Those 18 cases that the Beis Shammai outvoted the Beis Hillel, and we pass like the Beis Shammai, that's because the Beis Hillel later on agreed to that. But there are six cases where the Beis Hillel didn't agree, and we pass like the Beis Shammai. So the Ravid has the Ravid on the bottom of the riff in the beginning of Psachim has this fantastic comment. He says, since the Mishnah increases, says Hamapelas or the Shmoneh V'Yechod, it doesn't say Leil Shmoneh V'Yechod. So or means that it depends on Shkia. Sending over here by Bedikas Chametz. Only Abba Asa and Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't do Bedikas Chametz until Laila, until Tzeis HaKachavim. You shouldn't do it Bein Hashmashes. That's against the Ravid. The Ravid holds since it says Or La Ba'asar, the Gemara says the reason why it says Or is Lishna Ma'aliyah Nokat. You don't want to talk about Laila. So we say Or as if it's the daytime. But the Ravid is sort of contradicting the Gemara. He's giving a totally different explanation. He says that Or means it's nighttime, but it's still light outside. Because in Bein HaShemesh is the sun set, but still it's very lit up outside. So he says, whatever it says, or it depends on Shkia. It depends on Shkia, and it doesn't depend on Laila, even though it's still Yom. So that's a big Chiddush. It's a very big Chiddush. Rav Soloveitchik used to say this over, and he used to say the two dinim of Yom. There's one din of Yom and Laila that depends on whether it's light or dark, and that depends on Tzeis HaKochavim. Then there's another din. It depends on Yom and Laila, whether the sun is shining or the sun is not shining. So after Shkia, or let's say before Alos HaShachar, after Alos HaShachar, before Hanetzach Hamad, the sun is not yet shining, but it's Vada Yom. Starting from Alos HaShachar, in between the Shki and the Tzeis HaKochavim is a block of time that's Bein HaShmashes. That's Safik Yom Safik Laila that we spoke about the other day. But from Alos HaShachar till Hanetzach Hamad, the Yerushalmi points out it's Vada Yom. There is no parallel to the Bein HaShmashes at the end of the day. It's not a Safik Yom Safik Laila, it's a Vada Yom. But the Mishnah Megillah says, "Davish and mitzvah sabayayim lachatchila tkiyah shayif and etila slulav and a bris milah reciting of halal lachatchila should not be done before hanetzach hama." So on that Mishnah, there seems to be a machlekes on the farshim. What kind of a din is that? So the in Rashi in his commentary on the Mishnah Megillah understands that it's exerid derabbanan. That if you'll permit people to say halal, the first minyan, all he does, let's say the sun rises now. A few minutes after seven. So the people are davening in the first minyan, the 6 o'clock minyan, have to run to works. The second minyan starts in the shul at 7 o'clock. So the first minyan left already. So next week is going to be Sunday, Monday is going to be Rosh Chodesh. So the people in the first minyan are going to daven early. They're going to say halal before the zvicha. So the Mishnah says, l'chatchilu shouldn't do it. Bidi eved, you'd be yotze. And if you have a shas hatrak, Shas Atrak Kedi Evidomi, that's the club. The Shas Atrak, we permit Lachatchil, which usually is only allowed. But yeah, people have to go to work. They don't learn in the yeshiva whole day, so they have to go to work. So they have to daven at the early min, so they have no choice. But if there's no Shas Atrak, so the Mishnah says Lachatchil, more correct is, you shouldn't recite Hala, you shouldn't blow Shoif, you shouldn't shake a lulav, and so on, until after Hanetzach Hama. So Rashi learns that that's only a Lachatchil de Rabbanan. If you permit people to blow shofar and shake a lulav and recite halal after Alos HaShachar, Alos HaShachar is still pretty dark outside. So people may make a mistake and they may do the mitzvah before Alos HaShachar, which is mamish laila, because Alos HaShachar is pretty dark. So it's a gzera de rabbanan. That's how Rashi learns. So according to Rashi, we understand why in the Beis HaMikdash they brought the Talmud Shal Shachar every single day after Alos HaShachar. They brought it here, Pnei HaMizrach. It was way before the Zricha. But Rav Soloveitchik said there's another way to read the Mishnah, not like Rashi. On the Yerushalmi, on Brachas, they have printed on the bottom of the page the commentary of the Sefer Haredim. So the Sefer Haredim suggests that maybe that Mishnah Megillah, that L'chatchila Davish Mitzvah Sabayam, shouldn't be done before sunrise. You should wait till left on Eitz Hacham, and maybe the two dinim of Yom HaLaila, like Rav Soloveitchik explained it. There's one din, it depends whether the sun is shining or not. The other din depends whether there's light or not. So maybe that's a din L'chatchila Deraisa Davish Mitzvah Sabayam should L'chatchila be fulfilled when it's the full din of Yom, both mitzad that it's light outside and mitzad that the sun is shining. So then it would be a lachatchila deraisa not to do a davish mitzvah sabayom until after on Eitzach Hamad. Then you have a problem. How come by korban tomid shal shachar every single day they brought it at Alos HaShachar? Here pnei kol hamizruch, they didn't wait till zricha. If you learn like Rashi, it's only lachatchila derabbanan. So then we understand the Gemara says in a few places kohanim zrizim heim. And Rashi writes in Psochim, Kohanim Zizim doesn't apply to Kohanim in New York and New Jersey. Kohanim Zizim in the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash of Makar of the Karbonis, as Zizim him because the Beis Nagodol is there in the Lishkas HaGoz is supervising the Karbonis to make sure that the Kohanim do everything properly. So Kohanim Zizim him, so you don't have the Gzera the Rabbonim. If you hold like Rashi, it's only the Rabbonim. But if you hold that, it's really a Din L'chatchila. So that's a question. Why is it that L'chatchila they did it every single day? They would bring the Tomid Shal Shachar before Hanetzach Hama. Anyway, that's the Ravid's comment. The Ravid says it when it says, or li'abosa, or ma'pelas or d'shmoni b'yechod, or means after the Shkia. And I don't say that it's a Bein HaShmashes. Here the din depends on, the din Yom HaLaila depends on sunrise and sunset, and it doesn't depend on or outside. Very interesting chiddush. Yeah, we mentioned that a bracha is recited al bir chometz before you do the bedikach chometz. You say a bracha al bir chometz, and the Gemara says kol mitzvahs kulam mevarach aleim oiv al asiyasim. Oiv means immediately before That's how the Rishonim understood, because they didn't say kol mitzvahs mevarach aleihem koidem. Koidem would be before, or oiver lasiyasa means immediately before, to the exclusion of oiver the oiver. We say the bracha too far in advance, so that's the bracha is not mitztaref to the maisa mitzvah. By Ashkenazim, the common practice is there are two mitzvahs where the Ashkenazim recite the bracha lachar asiyasa, and one is ntilus yadayim. And tefillah and a mikveh, also the same thing. Till this time, tefillah and a mikveh. The meaning is that first the tefillah and mikveh, first the rashi, and then say the bracha. And the other exception to the rule is the hadlokas neiras on Shabbos. So I mentioned the story that Chacham Avadya Yosef quotes in his Jewish, that Rabbi Zalman Meltzer had passed away, and he met the son of Rabbi Zalman, and he told him that when his parents moved to Eretz Yisrael, his father told his mother on the boat that now that they're moving to Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yosef Kar is the Mara D'Asra in Eretz Yisrael, because Rabbi Yosef Kar lived in Tzfat, he lived in Eretz Yisrael. So from now on, when she benches Lich, she should really say the bracha before she lights the candles like the Svardim. And then Rav Amital's son, who's a Rebbe in Shalavim, forgot his first name, Yoel Amital. Told me that he once heard from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that same story, but he said that Shlomo Zalman told him that Rabbi Yisrael Zalman Meltzer, his great-grandfather, said the same by Netilas Yadayim, that now that they moved to Eretz Yisrael, they should follow Rabbi Yosef Kara's opinion to recite the bracha Netilas Yadayim over Lasiyos, and more correct is before. So we mentioned there's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Oz Haruah. If a person didn't say the bracha over lasiyos midyeved, can he say the bracha lachar asiyos? So the Rambam writes, mashanasik vanasir fafam. You cannot recite the bracha lachar asiyosam. And the Oz Haruah brings a raif in that last Mishnah in Psochim, that midyeved, you can recite the bracha lachar asiyosam. What's its proof? The Mishnah, there is a din in brachas. The Mishnah and Brachas in the Perek Ketzim Avarchim, you have to recite Berachas Hanenin. So what if you have, let's say you're eating potatoes with butter on it. So the Bracha on potatoes is Bar Pi Hadama. The Bracha on butter, you have salt or butter, or both, salt with butter on the potatoes. The Bracha when you eat salt and when you eat the butter is Shakol Nibadvar. So if a person has potatoes with butter and salt, he says two Brachas, says Bar Pi Hadama, and says Shahakal on the butter and on the salt. So the Mishnah says, Biruch ha-leikar, potter es ha-tfeilo. If you eat a nikar and a tofel, you only say the bracha nikar, you don't say a bracha and a tfeilo. So there's the last Mishnah in Psochim presents the machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that on Pesach night, you eat the chagiga sarba osar. On Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, this is the din you have to bring a korban chagiga, shalmei chagiga. So the shalmei chagiga, chagosim osar, chag l'ashem. Doesn't mean you should celebrate holiday. I mean, you should, that's in modern Hebrew, we would say. But in Chag, in biblical Hebrew, the word Chag means a korban chagiga. Sometimes Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkot means a holiday when you're obligated to bring a korban chagiga. That's a shalmei chagiga. That's how the Gemara in the beginning of chagiga quotes a Tosefta from Perek Aleph Chagiga. Gimel mitzvahs nitztava Yisrael baliyosam laregel, when the Jews are early regel and Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, they're obligated to bring three different types of karbonas, olos riyah, shalmei chagiga, and shalmei simcha. So the shalmei chagiga, you have to shecht it on yontif, preferably the first day yontif. The first day yontif is Shabbos, it's not decha Shabbos. So you have the next couple of days to bring tashlumin. So that's shalmei chagiga, that's the raisa. Then in addition to the shalmei chagiga, that's in the pasuk Chagos Masal Chag LaShem. There's another Chagiga Sarba Osar Korban Shalmei Chagiga that you shecht on Erev Pesach before the Talmud Shel Bein Abayim. All the Karbonos have to be brought before the Talmud Shel Bein Abayim, except for the Korban Pesach that you bring Lechatchila after the Talmud Shel Bein Abayim. Pesach Sheni is a Sofik. Tesis is not sure. The Balei HaTesis were not sure with the Pesach Sheni. Those who didn't bring Pesach Rishon bring Pesach Sheni. Did they also makriv it after the Talmud Shel Bein Abayim and you dal it here? Or is it like all other karbanas in the world that is brought aleh hashlama kol hakarbanas kum? You have the essay, the hashlama. You're supposed to be makriv all the karbanas sandwiched in between the Talmud Shel Shach and the Talmud Shel Bein Abayim. So there's a chagiga sabo asa, there's a machlekes satanayim, whether that's a din deraisa, a din derabanan. One Tana is of the opinion that Chagigas HaBasar is a din deraisa. He learns it from a pasuk, and just like if Erev Pesach Holi is b'Shabbos, so the Shechitas HaPesach is Deich HaShabbos, so the Shechitas Chagigas HaBasar is also Deich HaShabbos, and all also has to be Nechal Tzoli. It has to be Halal HaZakula Tzli. The Mishnah has, in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't have the fear kashis, like we say, manishtana, like we say. They had a fifth question. Tonight, everything is broke. Why do they say kula tzli? Chagigas HaBasar is not, doesn't have to be tzli. So the Gemara said, the Mishnah goes like Ben Tema. And we really don't pass like him. Ben Tema is of the opinion, Chagigas HaBasar is a din deraisa, and it's Deich HaShabbos, and it has to be Tzli, has all the dinim, like a Korban Pesach, Chagigas HaBasar. So we don't pass like that. But the Mishnah goes like him. That's his halayla is a kula Tzli. Everything is Tzli, even the Chagigas. So what is the role of eating the Chagigas HaBasar before you eat the Korban Pesach? Pesach is Nechal at the end of the meal. HaNechal, Pesach, Nechal, Al HaSova. All the Rishayim, the Rambam has a different sheet, a different pshat, but all the Rishayim are pshat. That alasova means at the end of the meal. So why do you eat the Pesach alasova? So Tosfos on Daf Ayin quotes from the Yerushalmi, it's a gzeira derabbanan mishum shvir asetzim. We're afraid a lot of people can't afford to buy meat all year long. So leil Pesach, you have no choice. They have to get the money. They have to ask for tzedakah or whatever, and become a shutef in a korban Pesach, and they have to eat meat. So we're afraid that a lot of people perhaps have not eaten meat in so long, they'll be so eager to eat the meat. And the Korban Pesach has to be within the first year. Usually the animals are born. It's not like human beings are born every day of the year. There are people are born. Animals are usually, the behemoths are usually born in the springtime. And you can't bring, if the animal was born this year, you can't bring that behemoth as a Korban Pesach next year, because a Pesach she'ovar shnasai is possible. Chatur she'ovar shnasai is also possible. You have to bring it within bashnasa, has to be within the first year. When we say so, a baby is 1 year old, means it's after the first birthday. Here the halacha says that the Korban Pesach has to be, the chatas has to be, bashnasa has to be before the first birthday. After the first birthday, after a year goes by, after the first birthday, it's already considered bashteshon, bashtaim. So the animals were just born, and they have to be 8 days old. They can't be makor of a korban before 8 days. But the bones are not so hard yet. The animal was just born. It's not, can't be a year old. It was just born recently, within a month. It was just born. So there's a concern if a person hasn't eaten meat in a long time and he's so eager to eat the meat of the Korban Pesach, he may accidentally violate Shvir HaSetzem, may chew the meat. The din applies, Shvir HaSetzem applies even if it's Atzomas Rakim, even if it's soft bones and you're chewing it and you're eating it. Still, there's a din of Shvir HaSetzem. It's an Issa. So the Chachamim said you have to eat the Korban Pesach ala sova at the end of the meal, so he's not so hungry, he's not starving. Especially if he was fasting all day. Years ago, people taka fasted on Erev Pesach. Now, nobody fasts on Erev Pesach. Everybody attends. In the days of the Nedi Behuda, the practice ones, everybody would attend a bris. They would always see to it that there would be a bris on Erev Pesach, so nobody had a fast. How can you always see to it that there's a bris? If you live in a big city, so there's always going to be a bris. Every day of the year, there's always going to be a bris. You live in New York City, every day there are a few bris. But if you live in a little village, who says there's going to be a bris every day? So whenever a bris would be postponed, so the practice would be from the last couple of weeks before Pesach, whenever a bris would have to be postponed anyway, it wouldn't be bismana, so they would wait till Erev Pesach. So the Nadi Behuda has a little tshuva where he's upset about that. He thinks that it's shaloi kedin. He says, even though you had to postpone the bris a day or two, he thinks that you have no right to postpone it further. Whenever the doctors say the baby's healthy enough to have the bris, you have to do it immediately. You're not supposed to postpone it further. Then he has another taina. He's not so convinced that if you have a milu shaloi bismana, that allows the bechorim to eat on a tainis bechoris. Maybe only if it's a milu bismana, that where the mitzvah is bishleimusa. So then the suda is such a big suda mitzvah that allows you to eat. Yeah, but today the meaning is that nobody fasts on Erev Pesach. So days in the Nadi Yehuda, they figured out this patent always to have a bris, and Nadi Yehuda was upset about it. And now, in recent years, they always arrange that the rabbi makes a siyum on a mesicht and nobody fist. So now, even if the rabbi does make a siyum, people just listen on Zoom, whatever, and nobody fists on their Pesach. So the whole purpose of the Chagigas HaBosar is in order that the Pesach should be Nechal Ala Sova, so you shouldn't, by mistake, violate the prohibition of Shviras Etzim. So Rabbi Shmuel in the last Mishnah in Pesachim is of the opinion that just like there's an institution of Iker and Tofel by Bichas HaNenen, so too there's a din of Iker and Tofel by Mitzvahs. So since the Korban Pesach is the Iker, Chagigas HaBosar is the Tofel, the whole role, the whole purpose of the Chagigas HaBosar is in order that the Korban Pesach should be Nechal Ala Sova, that you shouldn't accidentally violate the law of Shviras Etzim. So Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that Biruch Ala Pesach, Poter Es HaZevach. If he says, if he already said the Baruch HaNikar, Asher Kereshana B'mitzvah Yisav B'tzivonu, Al Achilos HaPesach, that's how Rashi learns. Others learn that it goes, Biruch Ala Pesach, Poter Es HaZevach, goes on Shchitas HaKorbonis, HaKrobos HaKorbonis, but Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi learns it goes on Achilos HaKorbonis. So if he said the Baruch Al Achilos HaPesach, then you don't have to say the Baruch on Achilos HaZevach. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Lo zu pateru shel zu, lo zu pateru shel zu. Birchas HaPesach doesn't pater the Zevach, the Chagigas HaBosa, and the Broch, the Chagigas HaBosa, doesn't pater the Pesach either. So the Yor Zeru is bothered with Akasha. The normal practice would be every year, first you eat the Chagigas HaBosa, then you eat the Korban Pesach. Should be Nechal HaBosa, you eat it at the end. So what do you mean, Birchas HaPesach pateru shel Zevach? If you say the bracha on the Pesach, you don't begin to eat the Korban Pesach till after you finish eating the Chagigas HaBosar first. So whenever you have an Iker and a Tofel, if you eat the Tofel before the Iker, then you do say a bracha on the Tofel. The only time the Mishnah says Biruch Alika Potos HaTvela is if you're eating the two together, you're going to eat the Tofel after the Iker. But it says in the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara like that, if you eat the Tofel before the Iker, then you do say a bracha on the Tofel. So how can Rabbi Shmuel say that Chagigas HaBosar is a Tofel to the Pesach, because it's brought for the purpose that the Pesach should be Nechal Ala Sova at the end of the meal. So therefore, Biruch Alika Potas HaTvela, but you're going to eat the Chagigas HaBosar before you eat the Pesach. So the Ozarua says, the Mishnah is talking about a special case, an Ukimta case. It's talking about a case, he ate the Chagigas HaBosar first. And he's talking about Chochma Askinon. He forgot to say the bracha before eating the Chagigas HaBosar. And then after he finishes eating the Chagigah, then he's about to eat the Korban Pesach. Before he eats the Korban Pesach, he has to say a bracha. So the question is, oh yeah, I forgot to say the bracha Al Chilos HaZevach. So should I say the bracha now? Shekadoshana b'mitzvah yisav b'tzivonu Al Chilos HaZevach L'achar Asiyosam, and then say the bracha Al Chilos HaPesach and eat the Korban Pesach? Or do you say, no, why should I say two brachas since the Chagigas HaBosar is a tuffel to the Pesach, and I'm about to say the bracha on the Pesach now, it's a Biruch Alika, Potos HaTvela. So the Ozarua proves from his interpretation of this Mishnah, the concluding Mishnah, the Mesichta, that the bracha, a Birchas HaMitzvah, should have been recited over L'Asiyasim. If one forgot, you can say the bracha L'Achar Asiyasim also. Yor Zarua was a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Sirlion. And one of his Talmidim was Maharam Rutenberg, and the Maharam Rutenberg was the Rebbe of the Rosh, and the Hagos Maimin, and the Mordechai. These are all Balei HaTos, it's all tradition of Balei HaTos. They never heard of the Rambam, they never quote the Rambam. But the Shach and Yoridei, Simon Yutes points out that this is a Machlekes, the Yor Zarua and the Rambam. Not that the Yor Zarua quotes the Rambam and disagrees, you know, I don't think he ever quotes the Rambam. But this is a machlek. The Rambam says that even b'di'evad you cannot say a bracha l'achar asiyosam, and according to the Ozarua, b'di'evad you can't say a bracha. Not if I didn't say, I forgot to say a bracha on the talis and tefillin, and I finished davening 3 hours ago. Now I remind myself I'm eating lunch. When I daven mincha, I remind myself I forgot to say a bracha on the talis and tefillin. So that's too late. But if it's immediately following, then it makes sense to say the bracha l'achar asiyosam. According to the Ozarua, Shadazada, we paskin. So the Gemara says, The Gemara says on Zayin Amud Beis that there are some exceptions to the rule. So the Gemara says, Tova ba'ola, when a person went to the mikveh and he comes out of the mikveh, ba'ola yosai, when he comes out, Aymer Asher Kedusham Tatsana, Allah Tvila, says the Brochem. That's an exception to the rule. The Gemara says, why does the one of his Tova in the mikveh say the Brocha? Lachar asiyas, because akati gabra lo chazi. What does it mean? So Tosafot quotes Rabbeinu Hanan that we're talking about a ger. A ger has to have kabbalas on mitzvahs. All the dinim of gerus are learned out from Maimon HaSinai. So Maimon HaSinai was the gerus of all of Klal Yisrael. It was the national gerus of Klal Yisrael. So first they had to have kabbalas on mitzvahs. They also, vayan kolam vayomru kodosh shadib Hashem nasu and ishma. That's kabbalas on mitzvahs. And then they had to have, everybody had to have a bris milah in Mitzrayim 7 weeks earlier. That wasn't only to enable them to eat the korban pesach kol or le'echol bo. That was the beginning of the gerus process. And then they had to have tefillah. In the pasuk in Chumash, it only says that the married people had to have tefillah in the mikveh because of balkeri and a poleta shichvazer. They weren't allowed to participate in Maimon HaSinai. So they had to go to mikveh. But the Gemara shows, how do you read the psukim, that even the single people, even those who are neither a man, the men were not balkeri, the women were not paleta shichvazera, and still everybody had to be tovel in the mikveh. That's the din. A gersh and his guy needs tefillah in the mikveh, then you need to bring karbonas. So the karbonas are written explicitly in the Chumash at the end of Parshas Mishpatim that they brought karbonas. So Lederus also does such a din. A gersh and his guy has to bring karbonas. The Gemara increases, the Aftesa Manalach raises the question, what about Bizman Shein Beis Hamikdush Kayim? And you cannot bring any karbonas. There's an Issa Koris to bring Shchut Echutz. You can't bring karbonas in the Makam HaMikdosh. The Arabs are there. They have their Mizgad over there. So Gemara learns that from a pasuk, V'chiyogit chemakele derasechem, that even if you live in a generation when there's no Beis HaMikdosh, the Hakrobas HaKarbonas for the ger is not Miakev. It's a din any ger who will still be alive when the Beis HaMikdash will be built will be obligated to bring Karbonas HaGer. My wife had 9 babies, so when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, she'll be obligated to bring 9 sets of Karbonas because of the 9 children that she had. So the ger who is Nizgair, if he'll live so long to see the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, will be obligated to bring the Karbon HaGer. But the Milan, the Tefillah is Me'akev. So Kolzman, the ger, committed himself, he was mekabel all mitzvahs, he commits himself in the presence of the Bezna of Shloisha, 3 Jewish rabbis, he commits himself to preserve all the mitzvahs, that's Nasa and Ishma. Then he has the bris milah, and then he has to be tovel in the mikveh. So Kol Zman, he's not yet tovel in the mikveh. He's not Jewish yet. So he cannot say the bracha, Eval HaTziyosim, Shekedushana b'mitzvah Yisrael v'tzivonu. He doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael till after he's tovel in the mikveh. So that's how Tosafot to quote Rabbeinu Hananel, Akate Gabra L'Chozi. That's an exception to the rule. When the Chachamim instituted the Brichas HaMitzvah and Tfilas HaGer, they're misakin that the bracha should be recited Melechatchila, Lachar HaTziyosim. Fine. Rashi learns that it goes, they're talking about Takanas Ezra. Gemara says in the end of Perek Merubim, Bava Kamen, the 7th Perek, that Ezra Sofer made 10 Takanas, he and his Bez made 10 Takanas. So one of the 10 Takanas was that a Balkari is also B'divrei Torah and also his Palel. So he's not allowed to say any Brachas. So if a person is a Tomei, he's a Balkari, or a woman is a Palet to Shechmazera, and they're going to be tovel in the mikveh, so they won't be able to recite the bracha over lasiyosim kol zman that the takana says was still betokfo. It was betokfo for a long, long time, till the days of the Tanoim. And the days of the Tanoim, they did away with that takana says. That's Tosfos and all the Bishanim raised the question, Ein bez niyochel abat of dibe bez on chaveyam ken godl hemene b'chochma v'minyan. How could Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira abolish the takana says? That Balkeri is not allowed to learn, is not allowed to daven, did he think, the Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira think that his bezna was greater b'chochma v'minyan than Ezra? So Tosfos and the Rishonim work on that question. That's a strong question. But that's historically, that's what happened. Ezra made what seems to be a takana de Rabbanan. If you say it's a din, the Meiri and Brocha suggest maybe Ezra learned Pshat in the Chumash like that. Maybe Ezra held that it's a din deraisa, that a Balkari is not allowed to learn Torah, and he's not allowed to daven. If it's a din deraisa, then the Halacha says you don't have to be greater b'chokhmah than minyan to disagree with an earlier bezn. Each bezn paskins, a basal shefer to shayyeh b'yam ha'mahem, yiftach b'dor kishmol b'doray. Tamir ha'chamim, in every generation, if they're entitled to an opinion. Not everyone is a chacham shehigia lohayra. If one is entitled to an opinion, that he's permitted to express his opinion and to paskin halacha, even if it's in disagreement with greater people who lived in earlier generations, there is no requirement for bezin gadol b'chacham v'minyan to disagree regarding dinim deraisa. But if the earlier bezin made a takana derabanan, and a later bezin wants to repeal the takana derabanan, so there you have this klal. Ain't bezin yochel levatel divrei bezin chaver to repeal the takana derabanan and mekain gadol lemen and b'chokh min. So the Miri says that Ezra held that this was a din deraisa. The Gemara says that it was one of the 10 takanas of Ezra. Takana usually means that it's a din derabanan. So he says no, over here it means dorash v'hiskin. He darshan the psukim like that's a din deraisa, that about Keri is not allowed to learn Torah, not allowed to daven. Okay, so then you have no problem. But according to the other Rishonim, the Pashtus was that it was only a Takana derabanan. So that was for a few centuries. There was a Takana Ezra, who was the beginning of the Bais Sheni. He was the one who completed the Binyan Bais Sheni. He got, when they opened up the Beis HaMikdash on Rosh Hashanah, he got the first Aliyah. Ezra HaSefer was a Kohen who got the first Aliyah. All the Dinim of Kriyas HaTorah, I learned that from the description of the Kriyas HaTorah in Nehemiah. Ezra Nehemiah is one book that's really called Ezra. In the Christian Bible, they separated Ezra and Nehemiah. They separated Devar Yamim Aleph and Beis. They separated Shmuel Aleph, Shmuel Beis. Separated Malachim Aleph, Malachim Beis. But in the Jewish Bible, in the Jewish Tanakh, it's all one sefer. Ezra and Nehemiah is one sefer. So in Nehemiah, I think in Perikhes or something, it describes how they had the Kriyas HaTorah in the Beis HaMikdash. That's exactly the way we do it today. So for quite a few centuries, they observed that Takana says that a Balkari is not allowed to say a bracha. So if a man is a Balkari, a woman is a Poleta Shechva Zera. So she's not allowed to say the bracha over Las Yosem. So Milach HaTchila, when the Chachamim were Misakein, I guess Anshe Knesset HaGdolah, who introduced all the bracha, Anshe Knesset HaGdolah, Gemara says in brachas, was a body of 120 Chachamim, Obehem Kama Nevim. Amongst them were several Nevi'im, and they're the ones who instituted the Nusach HaTfila and the Brachas and Kiddush and Abdullah and so on. So the ones they, Anshei HaGdolah, who introduced the Birchas HaMitzvah, Kol HaMitzvahs Kulam, Mevarach Aleihem, Oy V'Las Yosem, they introduced it. It was already after Takanas Ezra, so they introduced the Bracha on a Tfila of a Balkari and a Palet Tushich Vazer should be recited Dafke. Lachar As Yosem, Akate Gavon Lachosi, he's a Balkari or Paletus. Can't say the bracha before, he has to say the bracha after. Okay, so that's how the Gemara says. So there's a Ramah, we started to say, there's a Ramah in Simen Yutes in Yeriday. Simen Yutes is about Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas HaShchita, the bracha that you say. It's also on the Abzayinim and base. If he's Shechting Chulin, he says, Asher Kesham Chasana Ala Shchit. He can't say Lishchot, you're not Mechuyib to Shecht. If you want to be a vegetarian, Gesundheit, you don't have to Shecht. But if you want a shecht, then it's a mitzvah. So you say a bracha ala shechita. So the how can you say a bracha? It may turn out to be a treifa, and we paskin that one does not recite a bracha on shechita. That's machlekes is Rashi and other Rishonim. Rashi holds that you do say a bracha even if you shecht an animal that you know in advance that it's a treifa, because shechita's treifa is mitar midei nevela. So we don't pass like that. We pass, and if you know in advance the animal is a treifa, even though you're going to do a shechita ksher and be metarim and medena vela, bracha is not recited. Only if you think it's going to turn out to be a ksher. Aye, but there is a certain percentage of animals that turn out to be a treifa. So you go basar roiv, that's kach tikna chacham, you say a bracha before the shechita. You know, if you're only going to shecht one animal, even though there's a chance it may turn out to be a treifa. Today, we have a lot of chumers that mikra din are not really treifas, so it's hard to say robeim is ksheiris hein. There's so many chumers that we have, so maybe today it only makes sense to say bracha ala shechita if you're going to shecht a few chickens, you're going to shecht a few behemoths. So at least one of them will probably be kosher, but they're only going to shecht one behemoth, one oif. It's questionable whether today it makes sense to say a bracha. So the Ramah says, if an animal is in a fula, it fell down a flight of stairs, and there's a possibility that maybe by falling down a flight of stairs, falling from a high location to a falling off of a cliff or something, maybe it broke some ribs, and maybe the jagged edge of the broken ribs protruded into the lungs and made a hole in a nekev in the reya. A nekev in the reya is a trefa. So the Ramah says, if you have an animal that's in a fula, you shouldn't say the bracha, and wait till after you finish the shechit to check, do a bedika, to see whether there's a nekuvas areya. And if you see that it's not a trefa, then you say a bracha. So the Shach raises the issue that's against the Rambam. According to the Rambam, a bracha can never be recited even by the Eved. It'll be a bracha levatola if he's going to say a bracha afterwards. So that's a question. When the Ramah paskins like that, is he taking a stand? The Ramah is really paskining like the Ozarua, that l'chatril, all the brachas should really be recited over l'asiyasam. But in some rare instances where you have no choice, then shasat chakir yevedami, then like over here, the animal is in a fula, and it's a suffix trefa. So then you can't say the bracha over l'asiyasam, it's a suffix bracha levatola, a real suffix bracha levatola. So in a rare case, he said the bracha l'achar asiyasam. Or maybe that's the deon that the achreinim on the daf after the shach discuss. Maybe the Ramah really holds like the Rambam, that a bracha may not be recited l'achar asiyasam, even by the Eved. But just like the Gemara says, akati gabra l'chazi, if the fellow is either a ger, he's not Jewish yet till after he's tovel in the mikveh, he's unable to recite the bracha l'achar asiyasam. Or akati gabra l'chazi, he's a balkeri. And during the few centuries when they did observe the Takonas Ezra, that a Balkeri doesn't daven, doesn't say a bracha. So he didn't have the option of saying the bracha, I will also awesome. So then, kach tikno chacham, whenever you were unable to say the bracha, I will also awesome, then the Takonas will say the bracha, lachar also awesome. So maybe the Ramah is really paskening like the Rambam. In a normal case, the grandfather is Mesadik Kedushin by his grandchild. And if he got to say the bracha, maybe it's farfan. Maybe he cannot say the bracha, lachar asiyasam. But maybe only over here, because akati gaba lochazi, he was unable, the shechet was unable to recite the bracha al ashchita before he shechted the animal because it was a mamasha sofik trefa. So it'll be a suffix bracha levatola. So maybe over here, the Ramah really paskin like the Rambam, but in this case, you can say the bracha lachar asiyas. So that's a diyun. Yeah, even if you say you can say a bracha lachar asiyas, let's say you say a bracha, we say the bracha after netilas sedaim. So the Nadi Behuda has in his drushes, he complains about the fact that many of the women recite the bracha l'hadlik ner shal Shabbos and hadlokas neir Shabbos lachar asiyasam. They'll light the candles and they'll talk and they say tefillas and trinas and all ketilim and everything under the sun. And then when they finish saying all of their tefillas and trinas, then you're going to say the bracha l'hadlik neir shal Shabbos. So he tainas, there's a hefsek in between the mitzvah and the reciting of the bracha. That's a person says the bracha l'hadlik neir shal Chanukah in advance of hadlokas haminoret, like he's supposed to. And then he talks before he does a halakas haminoret. So then he has to repeat the bracha. The bracha will not be mitzuref to the mitzvah of halakas neves chanukah if you talk in between, if you're mapsik in between. Or let's say a bracha, you say a bracha, berik peretz, you want to eat an apple. And then you talk in between the completion of the bracha and the eating of the apple. So that's a hepsik. So if you're mapsik in between, the bracha doesn't become mitzuref to the achila. So let's say a person follows the Urzarua that you can say the bracha, lachar asiyasam, but he does the netilas yadayim, he does hadlakas neir Shabbos, and then he talks. And then he's going to say the bracha after. So just like if the bracha is recited before, and the person is mafsik b'dibur in between the bracha and the mitzvah, the bracha will not be mitzurv to the mitzvah, so it'll be a bracha levatala. So you have to repeat the bracha because it should really be recited over asiyasam. So here, if the person decided he wants to say the bracha la'achar asiyasam, they want to say the bracha la'achar asiyasam, if they're going to talk in between the hadlokas haneiris, or they're going to wash until it's Adam. They're going to say Suya Dechem Kodesh, or they're carrying on a conversation with the one next to them online. That's the common practice. People do it until Adam. They talk, and then after they say the bracha, then they don't talk. So the Nadi Behuda complains in his drushes. The Ikeh Hefsek really is in between the mice and the Tilas Adam and the reciting of the bracha. And you already did the mitzvah. The bracha is not mi'akev. You go to the mitzvah already. So if you talk in between the Netilas Yadayim and the bracha, don't say the bracha. You don't have to do Netilas Yadayim all over again. You already ate some Netilas Yadayim. And the bracha is not mi'akev. So leave it like that. Yeah. Let's say that case. The grandfather's Masada Kedushin for the grandchildren. And then he forgot. And then the chassan gave the ring, say, Hariyat Mekudeshesli. And the grandfather says the bracha afterwards. So that's if it's really according to the Rambam that it's a biches hamitzvah has to be cited over lasiyosam. So even if you'll follow the ozarua that if you didn't say the bracha over lasab, you can say it afterwards, but you can only say it immediately afterwards. If there's going to be a whole conversation in between the kiddushin, the giving of the ring. And then we said, they had to tell the grandfather, he forgot. And then he said, what are you talking about? The whole conversation there. Then it's already too late. Masha nasa kva nasa. The thing is that we don't really paskin like that Rambam. That's what we said from Absim Chazelik. We really paskin that it's not a birchas hamitzvah that has to be recited at all. Ayvel asiyosim. We do ayvel asiyosim to satisfy the Rambam also. But mikra then we really hold like Tosfos in the Rosh that it's a birchas shebach v'hoidah. So the Shevach Vardah can be recited if they're still standing under the chuppah, even if they talked in between. It's not really, a person sees the rainbow, a person sees lightning or hears thunder, and he talks, and he still sees the rainbow. So he can't say the bracha. If he's maps it can mean between the first seeing of the rainbow, he still sees the rainbow now, so he can still say the bracha now. So Bichas Shevach, so the Bichas Shevach can be recited now. Yeah. Anyway, so that's the issue. There are more in Simon Yutes, who says that if you shecht in a fula, you save the bracha till after you do the shechita, and then you check to see if it's not a trefa. Then if it's not a trefa, then you say a bracha. That's a question. Did there are more paskan over here like the Ozarua? Mika Radin with paskan like the Ozarua? Oh, no. Other Achmanim on the side of the page in the Yoruday Simon Yutes say no. Even the Ramon would agree over here. This is like the Gemara said, Akati Gavra Lochazi. Over here, he is unable to recite the bracha over lasiyosim. So here, it's permissible to say the bracha even lacher lasiyosim. The other day, we mentioned the Mishnah Berurah in Chelek Dalet in Hilchos Erevin, who has a comment that from the first daf in Pesachim Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, "Well, kaimalon da ad seisa kochavim mi mamahavi until seisa kochavim it's still yom. Why is it yom? There's a whole block of time." The Tana Rebuta says that whole block of time is Bein Hashmashes from the Shkia till it says Hakachabim is a whole block of time. Yeah, there's a Gemara. The Gemara in the end of Bamem Adlikin, the whole Gemara that's Tafik Hashiach is again Hashiach and that Mishnah has all the dinim of Bein Hashmashes. So the Gemara says you need Gimel Kachabim Bein Oniim to declare that it's Tzeis Hakachabim. So if you only see Koichav Echad, if you can only see one star, it's Vadayim. If you see two Koichavim, it's Bein Hashmashes. If you see three Koichavim, it's Laila already. So why do we say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a whole block of time, and the whole time from the Shkia till it says Koichavim is Bein Hashmashes? The Gemara says, Kol Zman you see Koichav Echad, it's still Vadayim. So the Bir Hagro and Reish Samach Aleph, in the Simon of Hadlokas Neiris Shabbos, when should you light Neiris Shabbos? So the Bir Agro explains that Gemara that says Kochav Echad is Bada Yoim, Shnei Kochavim is Bein Hashmash Shlosha is Laila. That's Aliba, that's according to the Tana Rabbi Yossi, who holds Bein Hashmash is terrifying. How much time difference is there between the time that it's so dark that you can see one star, two stars, and three stars? The whole thing is terrifying. So if you hold like Rabbi Yossi, then you say from the Shkia till the time and including the time that you can only see Koichav Echad, the whole 24 and a half minutes, let's say, is a Vadayim. And then the next terrifying, Kochav echad is vadayam. Shnei kochavim is ben hashmashes. Shlosha kochavim is laila. That's because that's the harifine of Rabbi Yossi. But if you all like Rabbi Yudah, then you don't adopt that position. You don't quote that gemara. That gemara is according to Rabbi Yossi. Kochav echad vadayam is like Rabbi Yossi. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Aloch and Hilchas Eruvin writes from our gemara based on Manal, we see the din is like Rabbi Yossi. So we mentioned that the Bir Agro doesn't seem to hold like that. Why? Because the Tosfos in Tainus is bothered with the kasha. The common practice is that whenever there's some Gedalia, we just had some Gedalia the day after Rosh Hashanah, so everybody waits to eat till after Tzeis HaKochavim. So same thing, Asar B'Tavis and Shivasa B'Tamas and so on. The Gemara says in Psachim, in Perek Malkum Shenagul, that Ben Ashmashes of a Tonis, you're not allowed to eat only Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to eat Ben Ashmashes. But the other Tanaisim, you are permitted to eat Ben Ashmashes. You are permitted to eat Ben Ashmashes. That's a question, why is that so?
Sure.
So the Taz claims that Tisha B'Av is Medivri Kabbalah. The Dinam Daraisa, the Dinam Darabanan, and then there are Dinam Darabanan that are recorded in Kisvei HaKodesh in Tanakh. And the fact that it's recorded in Kisvei HaKodesh indicates that it has the approval of the Bezon Shalmaila, because the Tanakh was composed by Ruach HaKodesh. So the Rabbi Natam has a Loshen, Dibre Kabbalah, Ki Dibre Torah Damya. The Gemara has that also, but again to a different din. But the Rabbi Natam has a Dibre Kabbalah, Ki Dibre Torah Damya. And that's what the Rabbi Kiveger quotes from the Turi Evin, from the Shagazari Sefer on Maseches Megillah, that Mikra Megillah he holds as Dibre Kabbalah. That's highly questionable also. Many disagreed. Mincha Saluza, the Minkach has a whole tshuva. He brings a whole bunch of eyes. He thinks that it's not correct. But that's what the Rabbi Kiveger quotes from the Turi Evin, the Sefer from the Shagazari on Gemara Megillah. They're reading the Megillah as Dibre Kabbalah. And Dibre Kabbalah k'dibre Torah Damyan, so just like Safik Daraisa L'chumer, so Safik Dibre Kabbalah is also L'chumer. So if a person is Mesupik, if he missed a word in Mikra Megillah, if a person is Mesupik, if he missed a word in Kriya Shema, so Safik Daraisa L'chumer, he has to say it over. If a person is Mesupik, if he'll be Yotze Tkiyas, so Safik Daraisa L'chumer. If a person is Mesupik, if he missed a word in Mikra Megillah, so he says just like Safik Daraisa L'chumer, Safik Dibre Kabbalah is also L'chumer. So that's a chiddush. That's a chiddush. Rabbi Kiveger quotes that from the Turi Evin. So the Taz in Hilchas Tisha B'Av is Masik on the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, the Mechaber is quoting a Ramban, that a cholah she'ein bo sakon is permitted to eat on Tisha B'Av. So the Taz is upset. He says, why did the Mechaber pass on like this Ramban? You should have passed on like the Rabbi Natam, that the Rabbi Natam says that whenever a tonis is the chi of tonis, medibre kabbalah, dibre kabbalah could dibre Torah damyan. So just like eating on Yom Kippur, we would only allow one to eat on Yom Kippur if there's a suffix sakana or worse. You wouldn't allow cholu sheim sakana to eat in pachas mikishia. Pachas mikishia chatzishia is also man atayra. So you're not allowed to eat, you're not permitted to eat even chotzi shir unless there's at least a suffix of a sakana, some kind of a suffix sakana. If it's only midirabbanon, then there's room to be make alana chodeshem b'sakana. The tainios gishamim, when there was atziris gishamim in Eretz Yisrael, and the bezin used to be goes a tainis, that's half of the maseches tainis is about the tainios gishamim. So then the Mishnayos say that a chol Hashem b'sakon is permitted to eat because the whole chi of tan is only with the Rabbanim. But the Rabbi Natam writes in a tshuva that it's in the tshuva's maimony that whenever the other Tanesim are medibri kabbalah, dibri kabbalah, kedibri Torah daman, so you will only be permitted to eat if you be a chol sheyesh b'sakon. So the Taz is of the opinion that fasting on Tisha B'Av is manas as medibri kabbalah. So therefore, the only one who would be permitted to eat would be a chodesh yesh b'sakana. Where does he come up to say that it's medibre kabbalah? So the Avnei Nezer points out that the chidushi harashba, a maseches Rosh Hashanah, was not yet printed during the lifetime of the Taz. So the Taz didn't know that the Rashba and Rosh Hashanah says not so. The pasuk in Zachariah has all of the Tanesim in Bereshis Achas, Tzomer Revi, Nisan Iyar Sivan Tammuz. Tammuz is the fourth month, so Shivasa B'Tammuz is Tzomer Revi. Tzomer Chamishi is Tisha B'Av, then Asar B'Tevis is Tzom Gedalia is Tzom Ashvi, and Asar B'Tevis is Tzom Asiri, the 10th month. So the Pasuk puts them all together, all of the four Tanesim together. So the Rashba says that Tisha B'Av, based on Dibri Kabbal, based on what the Navi Zechariah said, Tisha B'Av would also be optional B'Zman Hazeh. It would be Ratzim Misan and Ratzim Misan. The fact that we are obligated, Gemara said, because the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed twice on Tisha B'Av. That's why it's not optional. So the Rashba writes, that's only Midirabbon, that's not Midiri Kabbal. So the so that's what the Avnei Nezer writes, that if the Taz, if the Rashba would have been printed during the lifetime of the Taz, he would have, even if it would have been printed, the Taz was a very poor man. He hardly had any svarim. He always gives a psokim. The Shach had every sefer in creation. Shach had access to everything. Apella, how he died at such a young age. How did he read some of these svarim? And all the svarim that were, even the svarim that were printed in Salonika and the Greece. He also had, he lived in Vilna. How did he have copies of everything? The Sfardish Achreinim, Ashkenazi, Rishainim, Achreinim, had everything. But somehow the Taz didn't have. So the Taz was of the opinion that Tisha B'Av is Medibre Kabbalah Bizman Hazeh. He didn't know this. Rashba says not so. If you hold Tisha B'Av is Medibre Kabbalah, then you understand why Ben Hashmashes of Tisha B'Av is also. Why? Because Ben Hashmashes of Yom Kippur is also because Ben Hashmashes is Sofik. Sofik there I say Luchumra. So Dibre Kabbalah, Kedibre Torah Damian said Tisha B'Av is Medibre Kabbalah. So you understand why Ben Hashmashes of Tisha B'Av is also. But the other Taneisim, Asar B'Tevis, some Gedali Shevasa B'Tamuz, which are clearly not Medibre Kabbalah. So you can't say Dibre Kabbalah, Kedibre Torah Damian, Sofik Luchumra. So it's the maximum you can say is that it's the Rabbanon, though it's even less. It's not even the Rabbanon. It's only, it's Rasa Misana Rata Misana Krash Yaviu Ala Yechaiva. So it's a Chiyiv Mitam Ninig. So just like Safik the Rabbanon Lakula, so Safik Ninig is also Lakula. Safik Ninig is also Lakula. So that explains, if you would have held like the Taz, that fasting on Tisha B'Av is Manazes, Medibri Kabbalah, then we would understand why Ben Hashmashes of Tisha B'Av is the same as Ben Hashmashes on Yom Kippur. That's a Gemara. As opposed to Ben Hashmashes on the other Tanesim, that Ben Hashmashes is Mutah. Yeah, but once you hold not like the Taz, everybody follows the Mechaber. Everybody follows the Mechaber. And the Mechaber is quoting the Ramban, that a Chodesh Ein B'Sakana is permitted to eat on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is Manas, is not Medibre Kabbalah. It's only Medir Rabbanon. So if it's only Medir Rabbanon, so why is Ben Hashmashes also? Why don't you say Sofik the Rabbanon Lekula? So the Avnei Nezer explains why. Avnei Nezer explains the difference between Tisha B'Av on the one hand, Asar B'Tevis, Am Gedal, on the other hand, because Tisha B'Av you have to fast by Laila U Bayom. So if you'll be Mekel on the first Ben Hashmashes entering into Tisha B'Av, you'll eat Ben Hashmashes because you assume Ben Hashmashes is Kiyom and the Tanis didn't begin yet. Then you have to be Machmer on the Ben Hashmashes of Sof Tisha B'Av. If you want to be Mekel on the Ben Hashmashes of Tisha B'Av, that is Laila, then you have to be Machmer on the first Ben Hashmashes. So you have two Tisha B'Av, there are two Ben Hashmashes you have to talk about, entering Tisha B'Av and leaving Tisha B'Av. So it's a tie to the Sasri. You can't say Sofik the Rabban Lakula on both of them. Either Ben Hashmashes is Kiyom or Kalayla. And you can't pick arbitrarily, I'm going to be Mekel on the second Ben Hashmashes because I've been fasting a whole 24 hours. If you Mekel on the second one, you have to be Machman the first one. You Mekel on the first one, you have to be Machman the second one. So that's Shnei Shvilin. That's Shtei Kederis. That's in Yeridea, Simikuf Yir Aleph. If you have an Issa the Rabban and fell into one of two pots where there's kosher food, you don't know whether it fell into this pot or that pot. You can't eat either pot. If you have two pots, one pot has trace for food, one pot has kosher food, and then he said the Rabbana fell into one of the two pots, you don't know which one. So then we have a klal tolem, misakal kolab in mekukul. You have a right to say, Sofik the Rabbana lekula, the both pots remain the same as they were before. The trefa pot remains trefa, and the kosher pot remains kosher. You have the right to assume the trefa is the Rabbana fell into the trefa pot. But if they're both pots are kosher, you don't know whether the treifa flavoring fell into the one pot or the other. You can't decide arbitrarily, it fell into the other pot, I'm going to eat this pot. Who says? If you have to be machmer on one of the two pots, then it's a stira. You have to be machmer on both. So that's what the Avnezer says. On Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av is only the Rabbanim is manazah, like the Rashba wrote in Rosh Hashanah, on the sugya of the where they discuss the Tanesim. But there are two Ben Ashmashis and you have to talk about. So you have to be machmer on both. You can't arbitrarily pick to be mekel on one and be machmer on the other one. But on the other Tanesim, Tzam Gedalia, Sarabatei, B'Shavasa, B'Tamas, you don't fast Balayla Bayom. So Balayla you eat. So there's only one Ben Ashmashis that you're talking about, Ben Ashmashis of Sofayom. So that's Sofik the Rabbana, Lakula, that you have a right to eat. So that's a Gemara that Ben Ashmashis is mutta to eat on Tzam Gedalia, Shavasa, B'Tamas, and Asura B'Tevis. So Tosus and Tainis, I think that if you base them on Aleph, is bothered with the Kasha, the Minig Olam is, everybody waits till Tzeis HaKochavim. Why do you wait till Tzeis HaKochavim? The Gemara said beferish that Ben Ashmashis is mutter, except for Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. How come nobody eats during Ben Ashmashis? So the Tosus doesn't really give a satisfactory answer. So the Vilna going there and Reish HaMachalach, when he's talking about Ben Ashmashis, so he says, he has a klal, trei kule lo mikilina. It's not proper to have a kula on top of a kula, one kula on top of another. Here, there's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, where the Ben Ashmashis is keherafayin, or it's a whole block of time. So you want to say, the din is like, you want to be maker like Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Ashmashis is a whole block of time. And then another kula, that Ben Ashmashis, Akula, the Gemara has this Kula, Ben Ashmashis of Tzom Gedalia, it's Mutta to eat. So he says, you're piling up one Kula on top of another Kula. Tre Kula lo mikilini, you're being Mekel, it's a Sveka Adina, whether we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara says, usually we're Machmer. You go to Chumra in both directions, whichever way will turn out the Chumra. The Mishnah Berurah says that Mikar Adin, you see from Magamar, Besam and Aleph, that we pass like Rabbi Yosi. That Atzeis HaKochavim is Yimamahu. That Ben Ashmash is only Harifayin, but the first 24 and a half minutes, or the first 25 minutes, and the next Harifayin is Ben Ashmash. The whole time is Vadayim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, we really pass like Rabbi Yosi. So the Vilna Gaon presents it as if it's a Sveka Adinim, you always go L'chumra. So you want to be Mekel on the Ben Ashmashis of the Tonis, you're piling up one kula on top of another kula. Trei kula lemikelinon. You want to be mekel like the Gemara that Ben Ashmashis of Asura B'Tevis is mutter, Ben Ashmashis of Tzom Gedalia is mutter. You got to be mekel kula on top of a kula that Aloha is like Elohaka, like Rabbi Yehuda, that Ben Ashmashis is a whole block of time. So the beginning of Ben Ashmashis is right after the Shkia. That's where the Bir Agro disagrees with this Mishnah Berurah. Kedai, it's an important beer agro. Kedai to look at. It's in the Reish HaMachalach, I think it is. On Amud Beis, the Gemara has a machlokes satanoim regarding the Isim Melocha, that's a Mokim Shenoga. Perk Mokim Shenoga starts off. There is a machlokes satanoim whether the Isim Melocha on Erev Pesach is a real din. Or it's only a minig ha-mokum. It depends. Mokum shenoga shlo lasas malocha ein oisim. Mokum shenoga lasas malocha oisim. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. Then there's a machlokes. When does the isim malocha begin? When does the isim malocha begin? So Rashi learns that machlokes on base on the base. When does the isim malocha begin? In those mekamos where the minig is that they don't do malocha, when should the isim malocha begin? So Tosfos says to Kasha, how can you have a machlokes hatanaim? Find out, nechzi, find out. Hechenog, what's the minig? Did they start the Issa Malacha at Zvicha or at Alois HaShachar, at Krois HaGever? Ascertain what the minig is. So Rashi obviously holds, there's no way to ascertain. They have the minig that they don't do Malacha on Erev Pesach, but the Minhagim have, every minig, called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein, they write the Tikkun, so Minhagim also. Minhagim are binding only if there's some kind of a kiyum. If you have a minig, the community has a minig that everybody stands on their head at 10 to 12 every Thursday morning for 2 minutes. What do they stand on the head? So if the doctors have ascertained that it's very healthy to stand on your head every Thursday morning for 2 minutes at 10 to 12, so you're doing it because when it's good for your health. Like if the Chachamim would ascertain that exercise is good for you, so they would say you have to do 5-10 mix or half an hour of exercise every day. But nobody ascertained that standing on your head is healthy for 2 minutes every Thursday morning at 10 to 12. So that's a minig shtus, a minig that has no kiyum. All the minhagim are very good reasons, but still, some of them are still labeled as a minig shtus. And every generation, the chachamim have to judge all the minhagim, whether they feel that there is a kiyum or not. In some generation, maybe they held that there is a kiyum, and other later generation, they can feel that there's no kiyum. So that's what perhaps Tosfos says on Rashi, Nechse Hechinog. Why don't we ascertain what is the minig? It could be that Rashi holds the people themselves are not sure what the minig is. And the minhagim have to be, in order to be binding, a minhag has to be like called the tikkun rabbanan came there, I said tikkun. So the minhagim have to be a kiyum of something or another. So kiyum has to fit in with halachic guidelines. So that's the machlokes hatanaim. What makes sense by this minhag? Tosfos doesn't hold like that. Tosfos holds the tanaim who have the machlokes, when does the issa malacha begin? They're arguing within the shita that there's a real medina. It's also to do malacha on our pesach. Why should it be also to do malacha? Because it's considered a yontif. Why is it considered a yontif? It's whenever you bring extra karbonis. Every day of the year you bring karbonis to meet him. But the Chumash says, we are safta de ganach b'sirosh chaviyitzarecha. Torah says you're allowed to do malacha every day of the year. So you can't say all the Jews, it's a karbon tziba. To meet him, a karbon tziba is often on behalf of everybody. So that's what Tosfos and the first Tosfos in Perek Makom Shenagu, Tosfos quotes that from Yerushalmi. Whenever you bring a carbon, you have to treat the day as a yontif. So the Jews can never do malacha ever because they bring to meet him every day. So the pasuk says, no, that's an exception to the rule. You're safted ganecha, but when you bring additional karbanas over and above the basic karbanas, you bring musafim, so there's some kind of an isa malacha. The day should be treated like a yontif. So Erev Pesach is also Erev Pesach after Chatzos. You bring the Korban Pesach. So it should be treated like a yontif. There's a machlokes rishon. The din is when someone is in the middle of Avelus, someone is in the middle of Shiva and it comes yontif. So yontif cancels Shiva. Someone is in the middle of Shloshim and it comes a yontif. So the yontif cancels Shloshim. So when does Pesach cancel Shiva Shloshim? So there's a machlokes rishonim. So Tosfos holds that one observes Avelis even on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. That's not a yontif. And the Ramon Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Or Zeruah in the end of Yeridei. They have all of Hilchos Avelis. So the Ramon paskens like the Or Zeruah, that Erev Pesach in the afternoon has a din like a yontif. But Tosfos says not so. So the Achronim say that's the klal halachik de Ramekel Ba'ovel. Whenever there's a machlekes tanoim or amaroim, whenever there's machlekes in Hilchos Avelis, even if the rabbim say lahachmir, but it's a safek koldehu, the safek koldehu is enough. Tosfos in Erevin quotes from the Tshuvas Hagadim, even if one would hold that Avelis Yom Rishon is a din deraisa, and the safek deraisa is usually lechumir, but safek Avelis is lekula. That's based on a pasuk. It's not based on Avelis is all the Rabbanim to Suffolk, Avelis is Suffolk the Rabbanim. Doesn't start off because Avelis is the Rabbanim. Tosfos quotes the Goinim, even if Tosfos themselves hold that Avelis ambition is only the Rabbanim. That's the Ramah Paskins, like the Ashkenazim, that all Avelis is only the Rabbanim. But the Goinim said, even if you hold like their Shita, that Avelis ambition of Shiva is their Isa, but still Suffolk Avelis is Lahakal, it's Akzeris Akosov. So that's what, that's Rav Loza Moshe Horovitz has an Oris on Yerideya, a separate Sefer. He was the Rav in Pinsk, a little over 100 years ago, the late 1800s, early 1900s, I think. So that's what he writes in his Oris on Yerideya. Why did the Ramah Paskin like the Erzeruah? The Tosfos in Zvachim Daf Kuf contradicts that Erzeruah, disagrees, holds that one does observe Avelis, Erev Pesach in the afternoon. So he says, because halachik devam nekal ba'al. That's what the poskim say. Where does it come from, the common minig that people go to visit the Kosel HaMaravi, Erev Shabbos in the afternoon, Erev Yontif in the afternoon? so they don't rip Kriya by the Kosel Maravi. Where does that come from? The answer is it comes from Erev Pesach in the afternoon. The din is that a Chalamoid is a mitzvah of Simcha, so one doesn't observe Avelos on Chalamoid, but Kriya you do rip. If a relative dies, the Mishnah says one rips Kriya on Chalamoid. You're not supposed to volunteer Kriya. Let's say a dear friend dies, and the one who's not a relative feels bad, and he wants to volunteer to rip Kriya. So there is a Kiyum in ripping Kriya, even if it's not one of the relatives, but that the Mishnah says you shouldn't volunteer to rip Kriya on Chalamoid. But if it's one of the relatives, you mukhiv to rip Kriya on Chalamoid. What about Kriya for the Kosla Maravi, Kriya for the Bishalayim B'chorbanah, or Yehuda B'chorbanah? So the Magen Avraham says no. Kriya, usually we say Kriya L'chud V'Avelus L'chud, in two different dinim. And even though one doesn't observe Avelus on Chalamoid, but one does observe the mitzvah Kriya, but Kriya on the Makam HaMikdash, that's B'toris Avelus. You don't say Kriya L'chud V'Avelus L'chud, that's considered a Niyug Avelus. Let's say Ketanim before Bar Mitzvah. So there's a big machlekes in the days of the Goyim. There was a machlekes where the Ketanim before Bar Mitzvah are obligated to observe Avelus. So Psak Halacha LaMaisa, we pass can know. Ketanim are not mechuyev to observe Avelus. There's no chinuch on Avelus. It's a question why, but that's we assume there's no chinuch. Rav Moshe has a whole tshuva where he quotes the Shagas Aryeh and he discusses why there's no chinuch on Avelus. But that's bottom line. That's the din. Is there chinuch on ripping Kriya? Yes. Because Kriya L'chud V'Avelus L'chud. The Gemara says they're two different things. But there is no chinuch on ripping Kriya for the Kosel HaMaravi. If a relative dies, then you say Kriya L'chud V'Avelus L'chud. But ripping Kriya on the Kosel HaMaravi, Yerushalayim B'chorbanam, or Yehuda B'chorbanam, that Kriya is B'toris Nihug HaVelus. So that you would, Ketanim wouldn't do it, and that Kriya you wouldn't rip on Chalamoid. So not only would you not rip in a Chalamoid, Erev Pesach after Chatzos, since we say halachic, they are mekel ba'ovel, the Ramah is mekel like the Orzeru against the Tosfos in Zvachim. So the Ramah says that one, we would assume that one is observing Shiva would not, the Shiva would terminate before it comes Chatzos. You don't wait till after Chatzos and Erev Pesach. Just like a Yontif, cancel Shiva, you don't wait till Yontif. You take a bath before Yantav comes because the Shiva is terminated by Yantav, so you wash before. So Erev Pesach in the afternoon, after Chatzos is a Yantav, so the Shiva ends before the Yantav enters. You don't wait till the Yantav enters. So just like one would not, we would say, we wouldn't observe Shiva, Erev Pesach in the afternoon, so we wouldn't rip Kriya if you visit the Kazma Ravi, Erev Pesach in the afternoon. But if so, the people made a mistake from Erev Pesach in the afternoon. They mixed it up with Erev Yontif, Erev Shabbos in the afternoon. They don't rip Kriya. Then they don't rip Kriya on Rosh Chodesh. Anytime you don't say Tachnun, you don't rip Kriya. That's a mistake. It's only on Erev Pesach. Yeah, the Gemara points out on Gimel Amud Aleph, if you bring a Korban Shlamim, Korban Shlamim is a Kochim Kalim. The Zman Achila in the Mokam Achila of Kochim Kochim is more restricted. Kochim Kochim, let's say you have a Chatos and an Oshem. So the Kohanim can only eat it Yom V'Laila, Min HaTorah all night long, Min HaRabbanan Yom V'Laila, At Chatzos Kedei L'Harchikas HaAdam Min HaAver. How come you eat it Yom V'Laila? So the Gemara points out in Chulin that even though normally we say based on the Pasuk and Chumash, Vayyere Vayyveker, Yom Echad Vayyere Vayyveker, Yom Sheni, that everything is Vayyere Vayyveker, that's what we call Hayom Holach Acher Alaylo. The Shabbos begins at Seisa Kochavim, goes till Seisa Kochavim. And Yom Tif and Yom Kippur and Chanukah, all on the Jewish calendar, everything begins with Vayyere Vayyveker, that's called Hayom Holach Acher Alaylo. The day follows the night, but in the Beis HaMikdash and Kochim, it's the reverse. Halayla halach achar ayom. So Kochi Kochim only nechal, it has a restricted zman achil. It's only nechal yom echad. Yom echad means yom v'layla until alos hashachar. It's not midnight. Nobody holds midnight. It's halayla halach achar ayom. Min HaTorah, it's all night long till alos hashachar. Min HaRabbanan, at chatzos kedei l'harchikas sodom min haver. And Kochim Kalim, so if it's a Shlomim, so Kochim Kalim is Nechal, Shnei Yamim, V'Laila Echad. Shnei Yom, and let's say someone brings a kochim kalim today, it's 12 o'clock on Thursday, so you can eat the kochim kalim today, tonight, Thursday night, and tomorrow all day long until the shkia. What about the night following Shnei Yomim? So in kochim is say, halala halach achrayom, so Shnei Yomim should be allowed to eat the shlomim tomorrow night also, Friday night also. So the Gemara learns out from the psukim that not. So when you learn zvachim in that perek, and Perik Ezel Mekoyman, and says, Shlomim Anechel, Shneyam, and Melayla Echod, so the Gemara has a machlokes, Chizkiya, and Rabbi Yochanan, what's the nature of the Iser to eat the Shlomim, the Laila Hasheni, the night following tomorrow night? Someone brings the Shlom today on Thursday, you're not allowed to eat it on Friday night. Is that already Noisar? The Zman of the Korban is over, Shneyam, and Melayla Echod, the Zman of the Korban is over, so if you eat it tomorrow night, it's nice on your chayv kares. And if you shech the shlamim today, intending to eat it tomorrow night, it'll become pigul. Pigul means, machsheves pigul means he has mind to eat it chutz l'zmana. If you plan to eat it chutz l'mekomo, shlamim is kochim kalim. Kochim kochim can only be eaten by zichre kuhuna. It can be eaten even by a kohenes. Only by zichre kuhuna in the azara. The makam achila is restricted. The person who can eat it is only zichre kuhuna. Even a bas kohen can eat it. And the zman achila is restricted only on balayla, menatoyre, all night long, and midirabon and not chatzos. And in kochim kalim, the people who can eat it are extended. All Jewish people can eat it, provided that tohar. Okay. And the zman achila shneyam in balayla echad. And the makam achila is Yerushalayim. Kochim kalim doesn't have to be eaten in the Azara. It could be eaten in Yerushalayim. But if you shech the shlamim today, intending to eat it tomorrow night, so that's the question, does that make it into pigul? That even if you eat it today, you'll be chayv kares, because you made it pigul. So pigul is only if you intend to eat it at a time that it would be nicer, after the zman ha-korban is up. Let's say you would hold like Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. Loza ben Azariah has a machlokes with Rabbi Akiva. What's a din of chatzos by korban Pesach? You have to finish eating korban Pesach by Chatzos, is that a din d'oraisa, a din d'rabbanan? So Rabbi Akiva holds that it's only a din d'rabbanan. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah holds that it's a din d'oraisa. Tosfos is not sure. Maybe we should really pass on like Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. It's not too relevant for us. We don't have any korban Pesach, but the Gemara says it is relevant. If the din is like Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, that the korban Pesach may not be eaten in Atari after Chatzos, then there's a hekesh between matzah and korban Pesach. Then you have to finish eating the matzah. You have to finish eating the matzah also by chatzos. So that's relevant la halacha. So most assume that the din is not like Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. Most of Rishonim assume that the din is like Rabbi Akiva, that min ha-Torah the Pesach is nechal all night long. It's only la-harchik sadam min aveira that you have to finish eating the korban Pesach by chatzos. And they only made the gzera the rabbanim by korban Pesach, because if you eat it after the zman, you'll be in violation. If you eat it, the korban Pesach after Alos HaShachar, it'll be nicer and you'll be chayv kares. But if you eat the matzah after Alos HaShachar, it won't be an isa kares. It'll be an isa. You're not supposed to eat before you damish achris. But he won't be in violation. You won't be in violation of an isa kares. So that's the nafkamina halach lamaisa. Whether we bisman hazeh, whether we pass like Rabbi Kiva, like Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, that the din of chatzos by korban Pesach is a din d'oraisa, a din rabbanon. The relevance b'zman hazeh will be: can you still eat the matzah after chatzos? Then there's a further question: when we eat the afikayman, is afikayman zecha l'korban Pesach? So then korban Pesach they finish before chatzos, so we should probably finish the afikayman before chatzos also. But if you hold the afikayman is not so much zecha l'korban Pesach. Afikayman is really the Ikem Mitzvah Matzah. That's how the Rashbam and Tosfos say. Ikem Mitzvah Matzah. So then if Matzah is all night long, then you can eat the Afikayman after Chatzah. So that was a big issue in the days of the Rishonim. So we try, should always try to finish the Afikayman before Chatzah. The Ramon Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Pesach, quotes the Ran. I think the Ran is the Megillah. That l'chatchila, not only should you finish the Afikayman by Chatzah, you should finish all Abakaisis. You finish the whole Haggadah, the whole CPT system should be finished by Chatzos. So the second, if someone brings a shlamim today and he has in mind to eat it tomorrow night, Friday night, that's machlokes Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan. if you would eat it Friday night, would it be nicer? Is the Zman HaKorban up already? Or no, basically the Zman HaKorban is Shnei Yamim. Shnei Yamim, Mekotshim is HaLayla HaLach Achar Yam, so it really should have included tomorrow night. But it's a din, you're not allowed to eat it tomorrow night, but it's not yet nicer. It doesn't become nicer till Shabbos morning. So if not yet nicer, you're not Yetzer the Mitzvah if you eat it tomorrow night. So then if you'll shecht it today intending to eat it tomorrow night, then it wouldn't be pigul. Pigul is only if you intend to eat it chutz l'zman, after the zman of the korban is up. Let's say we started to say, if you're all like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that chatzos is a din d'oraisa by korban Pesach. So let's say a person will eat the korban Pesach after chatzos. Will it be nicer? Will it be ovan yisa nicer? So I think they quote the name Rab Chaim Soloveitchik. You thought it will not be nice. It's earlier than Rab Chaim. I think the Mishkan is Yankov has like that. And it tells us at the end of the first perek in Brochus, because the pasuk says by Korban Pesach, "Anos man ad boikad ba'esh tisrofu." Why does that "Anos ad boikad ba'esh tisrofu"? "Anos after chatzos ba'esh tisrofu." You're not going to burn it on Yom Tov anyway. Ba'esh tisrofu, you're not going to burn the leftover Korban Pesach till Chol HaMoed. Srefas Neisar is not Deicha Yontif. So why does it say Anos Menu Ad Boike Ba'esh Tisrofu? Should say Anos Menu Ad Chatzais Ba'esh Tisrofu. So the Tosfos says that kasha. So the Mishkan is Yankim and the Sefer on Brachos answers, and Rab Chaim elaborates upon it, that the Zman of the Korban really is Yom V'Laila. It's a Kochim Kalim. But it's Dino Ki Kochim Kochim. The Zman of the Korban is Yom V'Laila. But can you eat the Korban Pesach by Yom? No, it says, V'achlas habasa b'alayla, zed b'alayla v'lo b'yom. If you eat it by Yom, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. But you're not over an isa kores. You're not in the kind of mitzvah. So if you eat it, according to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, if you eat the Korban Pesach, after chatzos, it's like an isa. You're eating the Korban shaloike mitzvah, so you're not yotzei the mitzvah. Just like if you eat before Shkia, you're not yotzei. If you eat the Korban Pesach, mibod Yom, you're not yotzei. So if you eat after chatzos, you're not yotzei. But it's not yet nicer, because theoretically, the Zman of the Korban is really Yom Echad, and Yom Echad means Yom V'Laila, until the morning. So let's say someone will shech the Korban Pesach, as I plan to eat it, V'Laila after Chatzos. It won't become Pigel. It only becomes Pigel, that's what you see from this Gemara, where the Gemara has this Gemara in Perek Hazem Mekoyman. On that Mishnah, that Shlomo Mesnecho Yom V'Laila, Shnei Yom V'Laila Echad, so the Machlek is Chizke Rabbi Yechon, what if you eat the Shlomim on Friday night? Will it be nicer? And if you shecht it today, Adaita to eat it on Friday night, does it become Pigel? So according to Rabbi Yechon, it doesn't become Pigel because you're not yet in the Mitzvah if you eat it on Friday night. But it's not that the Zman HaKorban is up already, no? Zman HaKorban is really Shnei Yomim. Shnei Yomim and Kochim is HaYom HaLach. They really should have included tomorrow night as well. Then the Gemara has, there is an institution of Me'ein Shemana Esrei. Me'ein means an abridged form of the Shemana Esrei. That's called Havinenu. So the abridged form starts off, you say the Gimel Rishon is the first three brachas of the Shemana Esrei till the end of Akel HaKadosh. Then at the end of the Havinenu, you're going to say from Itzei till the end of the Shemana Esrei, the Gimel Acharonis. And in between, instead of saying we have 13 brachas, we have 19 brachas. It used to be 18 brachas. It used to be 18 brachas. And then they added V'lam Al-Shinim, so the Gemara said, then it became 19. So now we have 13 in between the Gimel and Shana's Gimel Acharonis. So 13 brachas, 13 paragraphs. So when you say Havinenu, so you just say four or five words, the abridged form of each one of the 13 brachas in the middle, and then you end off Shemei Tfilo. So you're abridged. That's called Me'ein Shemana Esrei, the abridged form of the Shemana Esrei. That's called Me'ein Sholosh. When you recite Birchas Hamazon, you really say three brachas. Hazanas HaKol, Aloretz V'al Hamazon, B'ein Rachma B'Yerushalayim Amen. The first three brachas. Hatayv HaMeitev, that's later. That's Biyavne Tiknur. That was added later to the Birchas HaMazon, Midi Rabbanon. That's not that Midi Rabbanon, Birchas HaMazon has four brachas. Birchas HaMazon only has three brachas. Atal HaMeitav is a bracha that's recited after finishing Birchas HaMazon. Even Midi Rabbanon, it's not part of the Birchas HaMazon. So when you say Ala Michyo, Ala Gefen, Ala Eitz, Ala Piho Eitz, that's called Me'en Sholdesh, the abridged form of the three brachas of the Birchas HaMazon. So there is a machlokes hatanaim in the Mishnah in Brachas. Is a person permitted to daven havineinu? He's retired, has all the time in the world, he's healthy, there's no problems. Are you allowed to daven havineinu all the time? Well, no, it's only when a person has a shas hatak, he's a chayla. He can't stand so long. He can't talk so long. He can barely kvetch ice to say the havineinu tefila. It's also gimel rishon is gimel achronis and one long bracha in the middle. So that's a machloikas. So they're here. Even if one assumes that it's only proper to say havineinu when there's a big, so that's why for many years Art Scroll never printed havineinu, because you can only say havineinu when you have a big shas hatrak. But some people do have a shas hatrak. There are sick people in the world who just can't. They have no kerch to say the whole Shmona Esrei. So rather than have them not daven at all, we really ought to print that now. In recent years, I think the Art Scroll does have. Some of the Siddurim do have Havineinu. Maybe they all have Havineinu. So the Shaila is Hametzoy Yom Kippur. The people are in a rush to go home and to eat supper. They were fasting over 24 hours, 25 hours. They're fasting already. So maybe we should be makel to say Havineinu. Maybe that's a Shas HaTrak. Maybe we should be makel to be permitted to say Havineinu Hametzoy Yom Kippur. So that's a Machlokes HaTanaim. So one Tana says, yeah, it's okay, you can say Havineinu. The other Tana says, no, because in Havineinu, you won't be able to say Atochan Antonu. The Chachamim made a takon and that you have to say Havdolah, B'tfilah, B'Havdolah. The Chachamim made a takon that you should recite Kiddush B'tfilah and Kiddush Alakos, and Havdolah, B'tfilah, Havdolah, Alakos. So Havdolah, B'tfilah, you have to say Atochan Adam Das, Atochan Antonu, Marat Teresecho. He won't be able to add on Havdolah in the middle of Havineinu. So that's how we assume that Hametzoy Yom Kippur, even though it is a Shas HaTrak and it really ought to be makel to permit the reciting of Havineinu, we don't allow it because you have to say Havdolah B'Tfilah. It's not sufficient just to say Baruch Hamav the Mekodesh L'chol. You have to say Havdolah B'Tfilah in the middle of the Shmon Esrei. So you got no choice. If a person is healthy, he has to say the whole Ma'ariv Dikah Shmon Esrei. Hametzoy Yom Kippur. On Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to tell the story. Hahu Aramoah, famous story. There was an Ochri who fooled the Jews in Yerushalayim every year to believe that he was Jewish, and he would always buy a share in the Korban Pesach, and he would eat the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara says that it's against the din because the pasuk says Kol Benecha Lo Yochal Boy. Here there's a big machlokes in the Rishonim. Rabbi Ruchem Pella talks about it. He wrote a long commentary on what he considers the Sefer Mitzvahs of Rav Sadia Gaon. Rav Sadia Gaon wrote a poem where he appeared to be recited, I don't know, Shavuos, on different occasions, where he includes in his piyut all of the Taryag Mitzvahs of Torah. So Rabbi Ruchem Pella was a businessman in Europe. He had a strange knowledge of he quotes, he brings rise from piyutim and slichas and kinnis, what the Rishonim held about different mitzvahs. And he worked out a whole system and what is the Shita Rav Sadia Gaon, like the Rambam has Sefer Mitzvahs. So the first half of the Sefer Mitzvah, the Rambam postulates 14 guiding principles that they determine whether any given mitzvah belongs in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. So Rav Sadia Gaon has a different system. What belongs in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, what not. So that's Rabbi Ruchem Pella put out three, the whole poem of the Rav Sadia Gaon is only 2-3 pages long with the Taryag Mitzvahs. But Rabbi Ruchem Pella has 3 fat volumes where he explains all the shitas of Rav Sadia Gaon and how he came to these conclusions. I think he, if I'm not mistaken, I think he moved to Eretz Yisrael at the end of his lifetime. This Rabbi Ruchem Pella, I forgot already. Anyway, so he discusses this. Kol b'necha l'yechol b'zis an isa for the goyim, or is an isa on the Jews. We're not allowed to give Korban Pesach to a goy. The question is, if it's the Isser is on the Goy, and we're not allowed to do it because of Lifnei Iver, so why is it included in the Minyan HaMitzvahs? Everybody includes it in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Let's say in the Chumash it says, Yom HaBalayla Lo Yishbosu. A Goy is not permitted to observe Shabbos. A Jew is obligated to observe Shabbos. So we don't include that pasuk in the end of Parshas Noach. Yom HaBalayla Lo Yishbosu. We don't include that in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Because that's only a mitzvah for the non-Jews. The Taryag mitzvah is Namalon Moshe Messina. Tovet Zivalon Moshe. The Taryag mitzvahs were given to the Jewish people. So why do you include why include kol benecha lo yochal bai if it's really an iser on the goyim? So some say because Rabbi Yochanan Perle discussed this. Some say because the iser applies to a Jew who's a mumah l'avodah zarah. Called benecha mishen istaka ma'isav lov b'shabbat shemayim. A Jew who's oibir avodah zarah is not allowed to eat korban pesach. So it doesn't only apply to a non-Jew; it applies to Jews also. And other rishonim hold no, it doesn't apply to the non-Jews at all. It's an iser on the Jews. We're not allowed to give korban pesach to a benecha. Called benecha liyachol ba doesn't go on. The goyim are only b'chuyuv to observe shevet mitzvahs b'ninoach, and this is not from the shevet mitzvahs. So, Belina, the next week we'll continue with this Gemara, this famous story about the Ha'u'ar Hamor. Tomorrow morning I'll be giving a shiur for those who have free time. I'll be giving a shiur, I think it's going to be at 10:30 in the morning on Zoom on Parshas Bereishis. And then next week on Sunday morning we'll have a regular shiur, Chazara. We'll continue with Ha'u'ar Hamor. Then Monday morning, we have to try to see to what I'm going to be giving a shiur for a group in Eretz Yisrael on Parshas V'zayis HaBracha. So we'll try to make that available for the students of my class also. Try to put it on the YU website also. Okay, everyone should be well. Have a nice day.